I understand, Kristen Brace, your small obsessions include books, houseplants, Italy, the scent of tomatoes fresh from the vine, names, and the list is long. Accordion music in a minor key?
Yes. I still play accordion. I used to take lessons with local accordion player Michael Schaefer. Yeah.
I actually have my mom's accordion that needs some work, but I don't, you know, I'm not ready to give it to a museum yet. I want to kind of see if we can get it restored.
So we have to talk about that. Yeah.
Let's do even a more formal introduction. You do write poetry, fiction, and children's literature, and certainly have been published. You've done some good work with nonprofits in our area. But yes, you are here to talk about your latest labor of love. Out soon, a reading right around the corner where you will read a couple here, Each Darkness Inside by you, Kristen Brace. So welcome back to the morning show.
Thanks, Shelley.
Anything I missed in your explanation? Let's see, you got any family as well?
Family, yes. I do have family. I'm married to an inventor and entrepreneur, Mr. Neil Brace. He's pretty cool, too, so look him up. Noisefighters.com is his company.
Let's get him in for an interview.
Yeah. Nice. So,
a writer, but today we talk a bit more on the poet angle. So what's happening?
Yeah, so I'm anticipating the publication of my second poetry chapbook. It's coming out this summer from Finishing Line Press. They're a small press down in Georgetown, Kentucky. And they are just a great little press. They let me choose my cover art. It's by local artist Mandy Cano Villalobos. You've maybe seen her artwork at La Fonsi Galleries or around town. And it's just really lovely. And the book itself is it's a short collection of poems exploring the unspoken and the unseen, kind of the things you might look past every day or not spend as much time thinking about.
Have you written poetry prior?
I sure have. I've been writing poetry and other creative works as long as I can remember. And I had my first book published last summer, also by Finishing Line Press. And then later this year, I'll have my first full-length collection coming out from Michigan State University Press.
You have jumped in with both feet,
yeah.
Which is kind of cool. All right, let's talk about what's happening and, of course, an upcoming event, Each Darkness Inside. What is your collection here?
So it's really just a collection of poems told from different voices. I'll read a couple today that kind of show that just from different angles.
In the title, I want to go right to the title. I mean, you're using the word darkness.
I am. I think because that Each Darkness Inside actually comes straight from one of the lines of poetry. I'm not reading that poem today, but it just was something that kind of captured the spirit of the collection overall. I think because it is things that maybe people don't want to think about or talk about. There are themes of illness or uncertainty or obsession and things like that maybe aren't always out in the open.
Great. Well, let's hear a bit of your work. What do you choose to read first?
All right. I will read a poem called Origin. The child was occupied with a scab all afternoon. He wanted to ask his mother the meaning of Katie did, but she was walking a tightrope between guilt and no regret. It looked a lot like starting the dishes, looking down at the phone in her hand, trimming the ends of the dahlias again. In another century, a woman thumps dough on the counter, and the spume of flour makes her think of a chickadee in the snow, pulse like tidy stitches, the wings quick flutter. She'd always wanted to see a great horned owl. Great horned owl, in all capitals like something whispered from a storybook. Willow, shortcake. Evenings, she cross-stitches the origins of things. Cassiopeia, Joan of Arc, every small sacrifice. Summer keeps her company on the sill. Honeysickle, whippoorwill, Katie did, Katie didn't.
Wow. And the title again?
Origin.
Do you title after you've written?
I do, mm-hmm. Yes, almost always. Every once in a while, that's how the poem starts in my mind, but typically I take quite a while to find the right title. It can be tricky.
And are these Is there familiarity here? Is there a child that you know that may be the star of the show in that one?
You know, this poem came kind of sideways. It wasn't really something that was directly related to any direct experience of my own or any people that I know. And that's just kind of how some poems arrive in that fashion. And other times it's more something I've been mulling over or I'm responding to directly.
Are you educated in creative writing?
I am. I got my undergrad at Hope College and focused on writing there, and then got my Master of Fine Arts in writing at Spalding University.
So there is an art to this work that you do. Would you share another?
I would love to. This is actually one that I wrote during my time in Louisville at Spalding University. I was at the Speed Art Museum there and just really was struck by this painting there. And the poem is titled after that work of art. It's Portrait of Valentine Godet Durell by Ferdinand Hodler, 1914. The eyes must say it all. No longer filled with fear or agony, but a weariness so deep I cannot make their brown enough. Their lids become wedges, the earth in the sun's orange light, or crescents of the sweet fruit dripping from our fingers last Christmas morning. Bruises rise to the surface of your cheeks, and I paint them like ice flows, bound in the cracked leather satchel of your skin. Quick, in unmixed strokes, blue of water that restores, to dash about your shoulders like a cloak. Behind you, a sky that waits for snow. How softly it used to fall outside our window. The room was quiet, sun on ice, flashing beyond the panes. Your perfect lobes, question marks curving from your hair. My lips remember their tender flesh, and I am afraid that by painting them, I make your silence permanent. So I paint a country road across your clavicle, a town inside the hollow of your throat, where once I saw a drop of water quiver like the heartbeat of a sparrow. Your jawline blurs, the effect of light shimmering on the horizon. Everywhere I paint you green, green like unripe fruit or moss that clings to stone.
Poetry does not have to rhyme, I trust.
It does not. Free verse is a wonderful world in which you can rhyme if you want to, but it's usually in slant rhyme or things like that, not quite so metered.
Nice. Before we go to another reading or two, can you tell me where we find you in the community come April?
Yes, I am excited to be reading at The Bookman in Grand Haven. It'll be a reading celebrating National Poetry Month, and that's coming up on Thursday, April 11, 7 p.m. Again, that's at The Bookman in Grand Haven, great little independent bookstore. And I was invited to read with fellow poets Greg Rapley, Jack Riddle, and Sue Williams Silverman. I think it'll be a lot of fun to come out.
Well, Your book won't be available yet, though, will it? A hard copy. You can order it online, right?
Yes, it's currently on pre-order. So Each Darkness Inside, you can find it at Finishing Line Press, their website. You can also find it on my website, probably a little bit more easily. Just it'll be right at the top of my website, which is just kristenbrace.com.
Kristen Brace, again with us, a local writer, now presenting her poetry chapbook. All right, share another.
All right, this one is called Headache, and there is an epigraph by Henri Matisse, which is, I am unable to distinguish between the feeling I have for life and my way of expressing it. I would paint it if I could. Skull, a wooden frame brushed yellow as canaries, tight and tacky in the humid air. Earthen heft of glazed clay pressed into forehead, cinched with steel over bridge of nose, emblem of the lake that weather and illness keep separate from me. And here, welded to the bone-weary tip of first vertebrae, wobbles an electrical box, charged by lawnmower drone and weed-whacker buzz, each surge of caustic voltage building pressure in this lemon-squeezing brain. Copper poorly wired, electrons misfired, like the brownout back home that sepia-toned the whole cul-de-sac. Mom called the ornery neighbor to ask what was going on, and for just a moment we were allies, observing together as a mad, invisible artist hand-tinted the atmosphere pink, then yellow, then green. The end of the world, I thought, by my bedroom window. But so many things were yet to be. Here, my mind pulls a cord and down drops a gauzy white curtain, as if so much could claim that space yet to be, that every memory shies from filling it. All I see is something like what I feel in the back of my head. All of us grown, and the side door to the garage still not hooked in place the way Mom wanted. Warm garage air on one side, smelling of gasoline, carpet, and potting soil. On the other, a fresh breeze blown past the dead crabapple and the dying maple where my brothers once perched the family cat. Everyone gone, and the white-painted door with its pollen-dusted windows left swinging.
And again, the title of that?
That was Headache.
Yes. Well, no headache here. Kristen Brace again reading poetry. How do you want us to use this?
Well, I think poetry is a great door into new thoughts and new ideas and ways of connecting with others. So I hope if someone heard my poems today and brought them a little bit of joy or brought them some sort of new thought or curiosity, I'll have done my work.
Will you continue writing and presenting more poetry?
I absolutely will. It is just deeply a part of me. So I look forward to continue writing and sharing my work with the community.
And again, describe the front cover once this comes out.
The front cover of Each Darkness Inside is it's a lovely work by local artist Mandy Cano Villalobos, which I must add, I had the good fortune of purchasing, it's now hanging on my wall, so I can look at it at home as well.
Well, congratulations on this work. Give me details of how I find out more information and about the 11th of April.
Yes, you can go to my website, kristenbrace.com, and there will be information there about how to pre-order Each Darkness Inside, and you'll also find details about the reading celebrating National Poetry Month at the Bookman in Grand Haven, Thursday, April 11, 7 p.m.
Awesome. All right, Kristen, thank you very much on behalf of your latest production.
Thanks so much, Shelley.